Jess and Dokko. Right now, 131060. Should you be rich? Has something come along in your life that potentially could have been quite the money maker? But fate had other plans for you.
Yeah.
Yesterday we met Johnny from Newcastle East and we were just simply talking about what got thrown out on you. Something got thrown out without your knowledge. And he gave us this little tidbit.
We're going back to 1962 or 63, which is pre-decimal currency, and I had the first 10 or 20 Spider-Man comics in a row that I ordered by postal note from the United States. They are worth millions. Dollars.
They would be.
My mother threw them out when I was 17 in a garage sale, and I've never forgiven her, even though she's passed away.
So rolling it was the first time it sounded like Johnny had gotten that off his chest.
Yeah.
And he heard that segment and went, oh, God, I got to tell the guys.
Yeah.
But it got us thinking, like, Johnny should be a millionaire.
Yeah.
Like, if he still had those and he just sold one or two,
yeah,
he could have come into some beautiful coin.
Yeah. Like Sophia on Facebook, who has said, I had an $18,000 sports car, wasn't all that. But in time, they've aged really well, worth up to $500,000 now.
Okay.
Yeah.
She doesn't have it anymore.
Doesn't have it anymore.
She got rid of it. A girlfriend of mine was telling me an amazing story. She said one of her friends is really into stocks and shares and is quite savvy with the, you know, financial market.
Right.
And about 2.5 years ago, said to her, hey, there's this virus going around China.
No.
I think it's going to get pretty big.
Oh.
And there's this pharmaceutical company that started working on a vaccine.
Oh.
It's called Moderna.
Oh, God. Oh.
And my friend's going, what are you talking about? Like, virus?
Yeah. You wouldn't believe
it. If it's in China, what do you mean? Like, what's Moderna? 2 years ago. Now I think Moderna, I think it's doing all right.
Yeah.
If you had
okay.
It's just doing okay. Imagine, like, jumping on board that ship investment-wise pre-pandemic. Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's insane.
It's insane. The same Fred said she even had the opportunity about 18 months ago to get in and buy bulk rapid antigen tests.
Seriously?
And at the time, she was speaking to friends in Europe and they were like, oh, yeah, we use these rapid tests because PCRs were always a thing. But she goes, oh, yeah, the friend in France, we use rapid tests if we're traveling. Like, it's kind of a thing over here. And she's going, oh, will Aussies really be, you know, traveling? Like, you know, this is lockdown stuff. Traveling wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, now rapid antigen tests are the hottest item on the planet.
Oh, yeah.
Like
you need
$25 each.
Literally, she could have bulk bought like 1,000 of them or something and stockpiled them.
Oh, man. It's a how do you know, though? The
how
predictions.
Do you know? Exactly. No. Fate maybe presents an opportunity. Did you take it or did you not? And if you didn't, that's who we're after.
Now, should you be rich is the question on 131060. I can't watch the movie starring Justin Timberlake in time.
Is that the one where they have the time on their arm?
Yeah, and you can buy and sell time for your life.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
I wrote a treatment for a script about 10 years before that movie was released, which pretty much was the entire premise of that movie.
No.
Very similar plot line.
Now, did you cast Justin Timberlake?
Yeah.
No, oh, okay. But luckily the movie was rubbish.
Oh.
I don't know how much it made, but I may have been rich. I was really annoyed and I can't watch the movie.
Okay.
Because I'm so furious that somebody stole my idea that I didn't really tell anyone other than the guy that I wrote it with.
Yeah.
But like, surely there's some cash in that, right?
100%.
You'd have to think so.
In the movies.
You'd have to think so.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Right. So 131060. Should you be rich?
Should you be rich? Was there an opportunity granted you that you passed up or fate got in the way?
Yeah.
And now you look back going, God damn.
Nah, I made a mistake there. David Tamora said on 131060, Dave, talk to us. Should you be rich?
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good, Dave.
Should you so basically I invested in a cryptocurrency. It was just like a, it was made as a joke. I think it was called the Coombsy Macatron 3000, right?
That sounds and I put stupid.
In, yeah.
Yeah. And I put in about $2,000. The next day it was worth about $10,000. And I thought, this is the thing that could like make me a year's salary in like a couple of days. Diamond hands, but it turns out it ended up losing me money.
It lost you the money.
No.
Okay. Good first day.
Yeah.
And then yeah, it was a good birthday, yeah.
Okay.
The highs are high, the lows are low.
They're so crushing.
You know what I mean?
Daisy and Mark's point. Should you be rich?
Well, my parents should be millionaires.
Ooh.
Oh, why?
But thanks to me, they're not.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
So, like, ever since my mum was, like us girls were little, so I've got two sisters. She has the same numbers in Lotto. So that's probably about 38 years or something. Every number come out, 5 out of 6 numbers, except for my birthday, 29. And number 30 come out instead.
Oh, so because you weren't born a day later...
I got the blame.
You got the blame.
That's fair enough.
For a good 10 years.
5 out of 6, though. What was that worth? That's got to be worth.
It was a few million back then. So it was probably about 15 years ago. So they got a couple of thousand, but the difference between a few million.
Yes, yeah. as the jackpot prize.
The blame. It still gets brought up at Christmas every year.
Yeah.
I'm sure. I mean, well, Johnny's mum's passed away and he's still telling people on the radio that he's mum's to blame. Yeah. So I get it.
You're never going to lose that tag.
No. Brendan's in Cliffley. Hey, Brendan.
Hi, how you going?
Good, thanks. Should you be rich?
I should be rich. I had a first edition Charizard Pokemon card a long time ago. I sold it for about $1,000 and ever since Logan Paul opened all those boxes, it went up to about $1 million when it was PSA graded 10.
Oh, my God.
What Pokemon was it?
Charizard.
Oh, not the Charizard. Did you have one of those, Duffo?
Charizard, yeah, I did. It was my favourite Pokemon, too, at the time.
Up.
I know.
A million
it's everyone's
bucks.
Favourite.
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you ever get the rare Mewtwo, Brendan?
What, sorry?
You ever get the rare Mewtwo?
I had the first edition Mewtwo. I sold that as well.
Goodness
Brendan.
Me. Brendan, no.
Oh, I mean, at the time, you would have been like a grand.
Yeah.
Sensational.
Yeah. Piece of cardboard. $1,000. Oh, yeah. The school only bought it for about $250. So.
Yep. And now it's worth $1 million. Oh,
yes.
God.
What could have been, you know?
Ah, seriously. I'm sure you're living a very happy and fulfilled life regardless, Brendan.
I could have $1 million.